Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tales from the Fog. I'm your host, Casey, and with me, as always, is... Wait, where is she? Looks like Veronica isn't here tonight. We actually have Sliders United practice, and so she is out sliding her brains out over at the Queen Mary with the sliders of the Queen Mary and Magic Mountain and Universal. So tonight, it is a solo cast, but I wanted to make sure I get this out because I had a lot of fun at this event, and I wanted to make sure that you guys have time to go and check it out before it closes, because the season is quickly coming to an end, and there's so much stuff to do, and I want to make sure that you guys go and check out one of the coolest new events out there, Into the Black. Larry Bones was really kind to invite me out to the media event. They had some issues with the permits, which a lot of haunts have, and so that was pushed back and pushed back, and finally last Saturday I got to visit Into the Black with a handful of other media people, and you know, the problem is we weren't allowed to videotape, we weren't allowed to take pictures, so Larry is providing us pictures, you know, studio portraits, I guess, of some of the stuff. So it's kind of hard to give you an idea without presenting you with any kind of media. So we're basically just going to be going off of wordsmith here, we'll say. Big thing to do, make sure you watch the video before you go. The movie is really cool, and it's going to set up a lot of the backstory. This maze is heavily dependent on you knowing what the story is in order to get the most out of it. So definitely go and watch the video. The next thing you need to do is when you show up, make sure you do the VR portion first if you're going to do it. Now, the VR is an upcharge, but very cool. There's a really cool gimmick. It was done by some friends of ours at Hollowed Studios, the same people behind the Fear VR at Knott's Berry Farm and some other VR stuff. Really cool idea of how they, I don't want to give anything away. So how they present the video and what your perspective is inside the video is really cool. And it allows them to play with kind of the scale of the sets and things in an interesting way. I didn't find it particularly scary, but other people in the room were screaming and reacting. I've done a lot of VR. Right. So I've done a lot of horror VR and other kinds of VR. So I know all the gimmicks and all the tropes of what's being done currently. And I want to go in expecting anything new, but what is presented is really, really, really well done. And it actually does further the story of the maze. So the best option is watch the movie, show up, do the VR, and then plan on going into the maze. So let's talk about the maze a little bit. You go through it completely by yourself. That has its pros and cons. Obviously, it's going to affect the throughput of the maze. There's not going to be a lot of efficiency there, but they had it pretty well timed out. I was the first media person through, and by the time I got out, I think in total it ended up being about 6 people inside the maze at once, based on the timing. Which isn't bad. The maze is pretty long. So if you went to Sinister Point back when they had their own building and they had that really big house facade and it was kind of the hillbilly theme over in Brea in that, warehouse, I would say it's similar or slightly longer than that maze. Gosh, there's so much to talk about, but I don't want to give stuff away because there's some cool stuff here that you don't want spoiled for you. So I guess like when people found out that I was going, they had a couple fears and thoughts and stuff. So I'm going to address those. One of the things is people wanted to know if it was more of like an extreme haunt, like 17th Door, if there was more of, if it was something very interactive and stuff like that. You don't get that from Into the Black. What you do get is a really, really well done traditional style haunted attraction. So don't go in expecting huge interactivity or, you know, being forced to do things that you aren't comfortable with doing. This is a traditional, good old pop out scares and really cool stuff like that. But it's really, really, really well done. And there is something to you being completely alone within those sets that makes it feel interactive and personal without actually being interactive and personal, if that makes sense. Because all of the actors focuses on you. So the basic backstory is you're going into the Black House, which is this family that lived, you know, and if you see the video, you know, there's some like, demonology maybe, or some satanic worshiping, something like that going on. I don't want to spoil everything, but, the makeup, obviously Larry Bones does amazing makeup. It was done really, really well. Looked like they had full body suits and full head makeup it's just amazing. If you look at the pictures that I'm going to post on the Tales from the Fog website, you'll get an idea of what the characters look like. Now, one of the cool things was the maze was really, really well set dressed. It looked like you were in a Victorian house. There was, you know, you went through all the different rooms, bedrooms and whatnot. There was awesome wallpaper that was kind of peeling off the walls. And I don't know how to say this without giving anything away, but it's called Into the Black, right? So you have the Black family, but there's also the factor of this is a very, very, very dark maze. Now I went through they did the media thing at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So part of the maze was slightly spoiled because going in from the bright afternoon sun straight into the maze, my eyes took a long time to adjust. So there were a few rooms where I could literally see nothing, even though I could kind of see ghosts of props and things that, I didn't really get to actually see. And I think if it was at night and my eyes were adjusted to the dark already and I went in, that would have been fine. The sets that I did see were awesome, and there are some sets that are lit. Now, there is a gimmick, if you want to call it a gimmick, but it's something that I haven't really seen before in a maze, and it has to do with the main lighting of the attraction. So you're not going to see these, like, you know, like at Knott's or Universal. Well, they're actually getting better, but okay. Let's say Dark Harbor, right? You see these big old can lights set up. You're not going to get that. Here he went for stuff that was going to feel very natural to the environment of being in this Victorian house. And back then, there wasn't really much electricity around. So they have these awesome candles kind of like hanging on the walls. They have like little wall sconces with these candles. Now the candles, I don't know exactly how he has them rigged up, but it was a really cool effect where you would turn a corner or you'd end up at the end of a hallway, let's say, right? And you couldn't really tell which way to go because it was so dark. And you're kind of feeling your way, and then all of a sudden the hallway would light up and these candles would just sort of turn on and show you down the hallway. But then you'd get, I don't know, halfway, three quarters of the way down the hallway and all the candles would go out. So I don't know if they're motion sensed or if they're triggered by the actors, or, you know, there's a million different ways that you could set that kind of a thing up. But it was really cool and it was really intense when you're coming up, on a room or a spot that you're pretty sure a scare actor was going to go, and then the lights just boop and you're in the black. You are definitely into the black and you know something's coming after you. Super cool. I loved it. I would recommend going. I definitely recommend watching the movie before you show up. The VR is really awesome, but if you don't want to spend the money, it's not 100% needed to understand the maze, but if you've never done VR, like a horror VR thing, or if you have never done VR in general, it's a really, really good starting point for that. And like I said, there is a really cool way that the way that you're presented in the thing is really neat. And I love the way that they play with the scale of everything. So highly recommend Into the Black. Let's see. What else we got to talk about? Sliders United at the Queen Mary. That's going to be October 25th and November 1st. Both of them are Wednesdays. They decided to do two because we had so many sliders in the Decay Brigade and other venues that wanted to do it this year that they had to split it up because, you know, we can't have a show with 80 sliders, right? So they're breaking it up. There's going to be a few different sliders each night. So depending on who you go, there's going to be different Decay Brigade members each night. The show is basically going to be the same, but there might be some tweaks between night, you know, the 25th and the 1st. And I think that's it for Sliders United. And gosh, what else have we got to talk about? Oh, I know. Coffin Creek. If you have a little one, you're out in the Riverside County or Orange County area with fairly close to Coffin Creek on Halloween, we are doing for the community a free trick-or-treat up in the Coffin Creek Village, which is where they also do Cronenberg Fair and all that kind of stuff. So free trick-or-treating. And if you show up to do the trick-or-treating, you're also going to get a coupon for some money off of the mazes if you want to stick around and check that out. And the other cool thing is free parking for those that show up early. So if you show up early and do the trick-or-treating thing, you get your coupon, you also save the $5 on parking. So come out early on Halloween, do some trick-or-treating, get some candy, get a discount on the mazes, and come out and have a good night on Halloween at Coffin Creek. I think that is it. It's a pretty short episode, but I wanted to make sure we talked about Into the Black because Larry had, you know, a really tough time getting that thing open. So his season was cut short, but it's definitely worth going up to the Pomona Fairplex and checking out Into the Black. So go out there and do it. It's a lot of fun. And how often do you get to go in a maze by itself, right? It's a totally different kind of experience than being with friends or being in a conga line. So, you know, go check it out. Don't be scared. You know, if you're afraid, one of those people that are like, I need my friends with me. It's just a traditional style pop-out maze, like I said. So it's fun. The characters are really awesome. They do a good job at what they're doing. And yeah, so just get out there and have some fun. All right, guys. We'll have another longer episode coming out next week, I believe. We'll have some more stuff to talk about. But until then, guys, I'll see you in the fog. Have a great Halloween.